Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you today about estrogen and the brain. Does taking hormone therapy in early menopause, such as starting between the ages of 50 and 55, have a sustained effect in preventing cognitive decline later in life? This is the window of opportunity hypothesis for the brain, that if you start estrogen early in menopause, that it may be able to prevent cognitive decline at later ages when decline becomes more common. The study I want to discuss with you is the WHI Women's Health Initiative Memory Study in Younger Women, or WIMSI, a study that was published in JAMA Internal Medicine in June of this year. And the first author was Mark Espelin. My colleagues and I reported these findings. And again, it was based on women who were enrolled in the WHI hormone therapy trials, a total about 1,326 women between the ages of 50 to 55. And then they were tested for their cognitive function after the trial ended, an average about 7 years after the trial ended, when they were on average age 67. So it was studying that window of opportunity hypothesis. Now, the results of the study were that hormone therapy had a neutral effect on cognitive function. No evidence of the adverse effect on cognition that was seen in the WIMS trial among women who started hormone therapy at age 65 or older, but also no evidence of benefits for cognitive function. Now, some of the limitations of the study include the fact that the women weren't being tested while they were taking the estrogen, but rather after they had stopped several years later, when they reached ages where cognitive decline is more common. And also that many of the women were still several years past the onset of menopause, even though they were between the ages of 50 and 55. Now, the KEEPS trial, the Kronos Early Estrogen Prevention Study, does address some of those limitations by having tested women while they were taking estrogen therapy, and the women were all within 3 years of the onset of menopause at the time they were enrolled and randomized to hormone therapy. And the KEEPS trial showed similar results of neutral effects on cognitive function. So in conclusion, the WIMSI trial and in general the randomized trials of hormone therapy suggest a relatively neutral effect of early treatment with estrogen on cognitive function. No adverse effect as seen in women started at older ages, such as 65 and older, so that is good news, but also no clear evidence for cognitive benefit. So the indications for hormone therapy would remain the management treatment of hot flashes, night sweats, and other menopausal symptoms. And there's really no evidence from these trials that women should be started on hormone therapy for the express purpose of trying to prevent cognitive decline. However, we can provide some reassurance to patients being treated for symptoms or other indications that cognitive function should not be adversely affected if treatment is in early menopause. Thank you very much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.